Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. We're going to be talking about shofaros that are broken. We'll have three different kinds of cases here. The first case is going to be nistak. Nistak means that it's split, but the splitting is done the length of the shofar. Understand? So it's the long way down the edge of it. And then you're going to repair that broken shofar. That's by essentially gluing it back together. We'll discuss in a second the details.
And it's probably not all the way through, or else
it's a machlokas. It's the long ways, and it's a machlokas ritzvah tosfos. We'll get there in a second. Yeah, that's the first case. I'm just giving you a heads up where we're going. The second case, also broken shofar, is where you've taken two or more pieces of shofar and like glued them together, make like a long shofar, like multi-piece shofar. That's the second kind of thing. The details we'll see in a second. And the third is a shofar that got a hole in it and you blocked it up. So not a crack, but a hole. And you're blocking the hole. So those are three cases. So the first case, so it says downside. Shofar shenistak, if you have a shofar that cracked. Sedek means a crack, but again, this crack is the long way, lengthwise. The dibko, and then you stuck it back together, puzzle. Still puzzle. Now what's the lungs here? The lungs is like this. First of all, yeah, so when the shofar cracks down the lengthways, it loses its shame shofar. Now it's just like a bone, like it lost its shame shofar. And it goes without saying that if you would glue it back together, that would be no good. So the dibko, the reconnecting here, is basically using like heat. You're kind of melting, you're heating it and then like re-sealing the hole by, I guess, like, I don't know if it's literally melting it or not, I can't say, but you're basically heating it, making it soft, and it sticks back together, so when it cools again, it's reattached. So you've got no new ingredients here. Everyone's going to agree, if you have glue down the middle of it, then you'd be having a sound that is the combination of horn and glue, and that's definitely no good. So the case here is, there's no new added material, you're just repairing it. But now this is like Lundus 101, if it loses its shame shofar, as when the crack went through it, now it's not called the shofar, now just, let's call it whatever it is, a piece of animal part. So then, to reattach it, we can't reconstitute the shame shofar again. Now you've got something that looks like a shofar, but it's a synthetic shofar. That's what's going on there. That's what's going on there. Now, how far is it cracked? That's a machlokas. Tosfos learns it's cracked from end to end, and the Ritva learns that it's even rubo kakul, even if it's mostly cracked along the way, then it's no good. And that's that. Now, as far as which way is cracking? So obviously, if it cracks,
and also if it's at the mouthpiece and it's different.
Well, if we're learning like Tosos for starters, and the nistuk, so then we're obviously going end to end. So it's from mouthpiece all the way to the hole in the far side. That's, and even the Ritva says, regardless of which side it cracks on, if it's mostly cracked, and the majority of the length of it has a crack running through, it loses its shame shofar. It's now not considered a shofar anymore, not defined a shofar, so it wouldn't be possible regardless. If it cracked, let's call it width-wise, so obviously then, like, essentially it's really broken. It's like going to fall off the end if it's cracked all the way through. It's essentially whatever's cracked off is like got to be removed or it will fall off by itself, I guess. And the question will be, how much shofar do you have left? If you have what's left of the shofar is long enough, then it'll be kosher, and if not, not. So the shear essentially for shofar is you have to have a tefach and a bit, because you have to place put your mouth tefach for holding it and a bit more. So it's quite a short shofar. I don't know what that means in inches. It's called 5 inches, 4.5 inches, 5 inches. That would be kosher already, but that isn't the topic of our Mishnah. The horizontal crack, it's the vertical, the long, lengthwise crack. That's case number one. Case number two. Dibek shivro shofros, you attached broken pieces of shofar together, that's also puzzle. Now the lumdus here is, it goes without saying that we're talking about a shofar, let's call it just two pieces attached, where each one has a length, at least one of them, I guess, has a length, of a requisite length of a shofar. Because if it didn't, then we're back to the lumdus of the previous line of the Mishnah, which is doesn't have a shame of a shofar. So attaching two half pieces of animal head won't make a shofar. It's a synthetic
the
thing.
The first part is that long enough,
right?
And the rest makes a difference.
Exactly. Then it shouldn't make a difference, right? However, it does. It's still puzzle. And the reason why is because the drasha, it says one shofar, not lots of shofars. Mm-hmm. So you can't blow more than one shofar at a time. It's like, no. So here you've got a kosher shofar that you've added like an attachment to the end of it, whether it's length or not length. that's going to be possible because the drush of more than one shofar. And again, it would go without saying that if you attach with glue, it would be no good. So here the point is, even heat sealed and attached and extended, two shofars together, the psul is a separate psul of not blowing multiple shofars. Okay? The third category now is nikav. It got a hole in it. The shofar has just like a hole. Right? Ustamo, and then you blocked up the hole. So now, im akiv esat kia puzzle. If the sound the shofar makes is changed, literally ma'akev esat kia means makes it so it can no longer blow, but I'm telling you what it means is the sound is changed, then it's puzzle. They love kosher, and if not, it's kosher. So the story is like this. If you have a kosher with a hole in it, a shofar with a hole in it, so fine, you can blow it and it'll be kosher. As long as it makes a sound, it's kosher, because the halach is any sound that of a shofar is kosher. We don't care how, you know, not great it sounds. So that would be cool. The problem is once you start blocking it up, you don't want to start fiddling with it. So now if you block the hole up with what's called enomino, something besides a shofar, you put like, I don't know, a resin, a wax, you know, glue to block up the hole, epoxy, that's for sure no good, because now you'll have a combination of sounds. So the sound that's coming from shofar plus from epoxy, that's no good. So the habimina here is that you're taking a bit of, like you see it in wood sometimes, you'll put like, you know, tape. If wood has a knot in it, then they put like another piece of wood in the hole, so to speak. That's what's going on. You're getting another, you have a shofar, which would be kosher if you didn't plug the hole up. Now you're taking another piece of shofar, and you're blocking the hole, and I guess using heat again to seal it up. Yeah. So now you got it, something's pure shofar, and even without the piece that's filling it up, it's a kosher shofar. Unlike the previous case, you're not talking about two shofars, it's one shofar with something that's butthole to it. So now it'll depend. If the voice changes at all, the sound changes at all, so now you've got a kosher shofar plus some other random piece of something, and it still will not be good. So the only time it's going to be kosher, if it's not ma'ak, if it's kia, means it makes, the sound doesn't change by the fact that you've added this piece, you know, it's just aesthetic, but the actual sound doesn't change at all, then it'll be kosher. Anything besides that, if the sound changes, shofar is possible. Yeah?